Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is I, Lyle Swithenbank, back with another installment of the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast, a sportsethos.com presentation. Follow us on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenBank at Ethos Pelicans is the show. I opened it with G'day Winners. That's because that's the circle that we're in. The Pelicans defeat the Spurs 113-103, a 10-point victory in Game 1 of the play-in. The ninth spot in front of a casual 18,610 people in the Smoothie King Center. An unreal victory against a team that had been hot, had won some good games, finished the season really strong. Had every anticipation to beat us. And we just decided to give them the business. 18,610 people showed up to a non-basketball city to watch a game of basketball, 9th versus 10th. We weren't meant to be here. We weren't meant to be in this situation. The Pelicans weren't meant to be playing postseason basketball. They were meant to be down the bottom. Another lottery pick waiting to happen. Down there with the Houstons and the OKCs and those teams that are tanking and trying to rebuild. They added all these pieces that fit clunkily together, that Brandon Ingram can't stay healthy and Zion Williamson wants out. We weren't meant to be here. You can ask anyone outside of New Orleans. You can ask them. When I speak to someone about the NBA and they ask what team I support and I say, oh, I follow the Pelicans. They say, oh, what about that Zion? Yeah, he's overweight or he wants to leave. He's going to go to the Knicks, hey? And that's the day, well, every time I get asked about it, that's the story. That's the narrative. Why would he want to be in New Orleans, they ask. Why would he go there? Who have they got? I'll tell you who they got. They got winners. They got a team of guys who want to play together, who want to grow together, who are growing together, with a front office and a coaching staff that are putting a team in a position to succeed and an organization in a position to be successful and to grow and to develop and be winners. And when you add winners to a team that's on the cusp of winning, such as a CJ McCollum, you get results like these. You get people coming out of the woodwork to jump back on the team, to support them. It was, from all reports, torrential rain in New Orleans today, this evening. I saw pictures and videos and the like of people getting absolutely drenched. And stay safe if you are on the way home and listening to this, but you're probably home by now by the time this gets up. It didn't deter people. They came out in droves, a sellout. You can't tell me this isn't a basketball city. In the very first episode, I talked about the history of basketball in New Orleans. You can go right back. I was a nervous young fella back then, doing my best at learning how to podcast. And we talked about it. This is a city that has had basketball since basketball's been around in association forms. Whether that was the NBA or before, which is what it was a part of. Go and check it out. Now, you hear this narrative, this national narrative, and I apologize for opening this because we'll get to the game. And then you hear the people from the inside screaming outwards. Screaming at the national media saying, this is a basketball city. this is a good product. This is a good team. This is a team that wants to play together. You hear these guys, you hear Antonio Daniels fighting for his life on every single one of these radio shows as he gets inundated with stupid questions by people that don't bother to do an ounce of research. And that's not a attack at all of them, just some of them. We get put in situations where people have read some of these big articles and these non-local guys and formed a view. It's uneducated people making... it's educated people making uneducated comments. And this was all over ESPN, this game, or on the national TV. You could watch it. You can go and watch it again on your ESPN Plus or whatever American website you've got over there. You can go and watch it again. And you can go and see that 18,610 people were right there supporting the team. You can go on my Twitter feed and you can go and see all of the people from all over the world who were sitting there watching it from all different time zones at all different times of the day and night, knowing that this is their team, that they're a part of this community, that they're a part of something so much bigger than whatever talk show talking head wants to talk about. And the narrative's changing. That's been the running hashtag. It's been the running, phrase and tagline that people have been putting out about this team. We're changing the narrative. We continue to. And by getting people to speak about it and talk about the success of this team and having guys like CJ McCollum, the president of the Players Association, saying he wanted to be here. Guys buying in. You've got family members of Zion Williamson. His stepdad saying this is where he wants to be. Brandon Ingram signs a 5-year deal with no team options. This is his city. He's a game winner. He says, this is my city. There's something special here. Jonas Valanciunas. He signs a 2-year deal after a night on the town. These are things. This city is special. And I'm not there. I'm in Perth, Western Australia. You know that. But I've been there and I've experienced it and I know what it feels like to be a part of that place and how much fun it is and the people that are there, the different cultures and the different experiences and people from all walks of life. It's not like the rest of the US. It's not at all. It's completely different and it has that us versus them mentality. And if you're in, you're a part of it. But don't ever cross them. Don't ever turn your back on someone from Louisiana or New Orleans because it is. And as it's bigger than basketball and the team has finally, we talked about it for years. I said we want the team to absorb some of the city and that's what it's finally done. You've got guys on there that are great guys that wanted to play together, that want to win together, that are hungry, that are friends, that, you know, we've seen this culture. And it extends beyond what we see on the NBA app or on your Bleacher Report or any of those big ones that literally talk about the Pels for 5 seconds and then move on with their lives because the Knicks' dumpster fire is much more exciting because they've got, I don't know, 500 million or however many people live in New York rather than, I don't know, the few hundred thousand that live in New Orleans. Or million, whatever, how many it is. I am so proud of this team. Honestly, it is just fantastic to see. And we're going to get into the game. So, as I said at the top, 113-103. The Spurs were absolutely outplayed for 3 quarters. They had a big fight back in the start of the fourth and gave us a bit of a scare. And then Brandon Ingram took over again and decided that we're going to win the game. So, he's built for these moments. The team's built for these moments. And to have a guy like CJ really steering the ship's fantastic. So, what happened? Quarter by quarter, 22-26 in the first quarter in favor of New Orleans. Came out really slow. The Pelicans scored 2 points to 8, and the Spurs were hitting threes. Devin Vassell was just getting off the hook. And we needed to slow them down. And we kept chipping away, getting a few two-pointers, and Jose came on at the end of the quarter and hit 3
there was it was a bit going. Yeah, I think he did. And then there was plenty going on. We're fighting, bit of an arm wrestle, and then we get to the second quarter. 35-28. The offense starts picking up. Who enters the fray? CJ McCollum. Goes absolute ballistic in the second quarter. Took over the game. He I think he had 20 in the quarter and was just unreal. He put the team on his back and honestly was just so good at what he did. He was getting everything. He was hitting threes. He was creating for people. He was hitting jump shots, layups. He was doing his little dancing and prancing on them. And, oh, it was unreal. Honestly, CJ McCollum was huge. He had 32 points tonight, team high or game high, and was he was unstoppable. And when they speak to him about it, he said, well, that's what my job is. I've been in these situations. It doesn't count as a playoff game, but had that intensity. It's postseason. And he thrived in it. Those big moments didn't overawe him, where a lesser guy, absolutely it would have. For anyone else, Willie Green said it himself in the postgame that he was nervous. He was a rookie. You know, this is his first postseason experience as a head coach. It's a big deal. And when you've got guys that have been there and that won at these levels, play-in being one thing, playoffs and playoff victories are another. CJ McCollum's been there with the best of them. He's a winner. So really, really good to have him there. He took over and really drove the way, particularly with Brandon Ingram getting in some early foul trouble. There were some ghost fouls. Brandon Ingram at one point got his third foul by posting up, and Trey Jones just sort of like grabbed him, and it was an offensive foul on Brandon. And I still don't see where that foul was. I don't think the other refs did either. It was ridiculous. But the ghost fouls were bad. We went into the half and actually closed that quarter with Trey, Jose, and also Herb, three rookies. And I tweeted it out as well and said, you know, we got these three rookies, but they've been through it. They've been in the mud, and they fought their way out of these tough games. If you remember right back at the start, 1-12, you play these young guys back then because then they have experience down the track. In games like this where it matters, where in games back in October or November, you didn't win because you let go of the rope because you didn't know how to win. In these ones, you let the rope slack a little bit and then you just grab hold of it and give it a yank and take control of the game again. So that's what good winning teams do. That's what playoff teams do. They react to the runs and overcome them. So, third quarter, we came out, and we know we've been a good third quarter team, particularly with the lineup of CJ, Jax, Brandon, JV, and Herb. All year, since they've been playing together, they've been really successful. I think they've won 8 games of their 11 that they've played together. And we dropped 31 on them again. Ball was moving. Other guys started getting going. CJ was still solid in the second half. Brandon started getting his a bit more, which was nice. They were really looking for him to try to get him going. JV started firing up. They were feeding him. He was quiet in the first half, but all of a sudden took over. He was getting whatever he wanted. Duncan, he was hitting some little middies, rebounding the basketball as he always does, and really started to put his stamp all over it, particularly for a team that was playing Jakob Poeltl and then Zach Collins rather than Jock Landau. I don't know what happened to him. He fell out the rotation for playoffs, and Zach Collins got punished. Tell you what, he got posterized the living daylights by Brandon. Everyone was going at him like he was a stepladder, and Jonas just took him to work. In the final quarter, they came charging back. They did, and we did have a big lead. I think it was 17 or 18 points at the last change, and they came charging back. Got it within 7 after a 16-1 run. We just went absolutely cold, couldn't hit a thing until we hit a bucket. I think it was Brandon forced a little layup and it went over, crawled over the ring and got in. And we were back on from there. Brandon really just stepped up another level, took over. We end up dropping 21 to their 28. They win the last quarter, but it got us to 10 points, and that was enough. It was it was just such a good win. We saw, we finished the last play of the game with a Jose Steele throwing it to Herb, who just took his time and let the clock run out. And honestly, just elation. You can see it in the team. They were just up and about. Really fantastic game and a great win. Like I said, 16,000 people and change out there celebrating. And you could see it all over the pubs and the light. The people beforehand were having a great time. They put on so many events and everyone was just... You could just see the community alive and buzzing, which is just fantastic to see. The team deserves it. The players deserve it. The fans deserve it. Everyone does. So over at the team stats, we shot 54% from the field. We went 44 of 81 to their 37 and 91. And we know Jakob Poeltl's a good offensive rebounder. Lucky we were able to respond and not let them capitalize, shooting only 40% and their 38% from three with 13 of them. We shot 40%, 8 of 20. And I think we realized they weren't dropping quite as much as we wanted. We just started punishing them inside. We got in, we did what we wanted to do, and got them in foul trouble. In the first quarter, both DeJounte Murray and Jakob Poeltl had two fouls, and they never really got in rhythm from there. Murray got absolutely torched all game. They were saying he was coming off being crook, but again, Brandon Ingram hasn't played because he's had a dud hamstring. So what can you say? It's just tough luck. The free throws are pretty even, 17 of 23, and they shot 16 of 22. So good on your refs for evening that up at different points, because it was pretty obvious when you were doing that. The assists, we had 25 to their 19, and for a team that has very low turnovers, they managed to keep it to 6 again, to our 13. But because of our ball movement, you know, you managed to hold on and not let them capitalize. They actually turned the 13 turnovers into 19 points off turnovers to our 9 points off 6. So a lot of it was because of our mistakes, and what you don't want to do is beat yourself, particularly against a team that is Greg Popovich led. You know, he can really draw up plays and control a team and control a game by simply just moving guys around and putting people in positions to succeed. And they did a very good job in getting out and transition and scoring and scoring off our turnovers. There were some questionable turnovers, but again, that's basketball. We got the results, so I can't complain too much. Rebounding, we had 53 to their 34. Absolutely blitzed them. And I mean, you can just look at Jonas's rebounding to let him kick it off, but everyone else was just really great. I mean, CJ grabbed himself 6 boards. I saw Herb, he got 5. B.I. had 5. Jax had 5. Nance had 8. Najee had 5. You know, like, guys, everyone was trying to rebound, which is what you want, because that's where your defensive possession ends. And by them missing tough contested shots, we then secure the rebound and go up and run our own set. And that was really good to see. So, over at the box score, we did sort of, well, we talked through the rebounds. Points leaders were CJ McCollum. JV had 22. Brandon had 27. JV with that 22 and 14, as I said. Herb Jones had a full stat line with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 5 of 7 shooting, and he was unreal. He guarded DeJounte Murray at one end and exploited him on the other end with his scoring and deft touch. He was in everything. There was a fantastic play where he cut under the screen and met DeJounte at the bucket, blocked him, and then ran around and stole it off. I think it was off Poeltl, and then we're off at the races. And it was just such a not-on-Herb moment. It was really fantastic, and he was great. I can't be more proud of how Herb Jones played. Jax had 0 points, had 5 rebounds. Wasn't much of a factor in this, but on the offensive end, defensively, he was great. He was chasing guys over screens. As a 7-footer, and he's chasing around wings and guys that, you know, want to use that pick and roll, he was doing it. He was battling his heart out and got a good block. He was solid, and I can't fault him for not scoring. Other guys were doing that, and to recognize what your role was in this one, he did really well. Trey Murphy in 22 minutes, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Another guy who really battled defensively. Alvarado, 12 points, 3 assists. He was huge with his threes. They let him shoot, and he took advantage of it, which you love to see. Nance didn't score, but had the 8 boards, and Najee came in and was an absolute wrecking ball with 6 points, five rebounds, two assists. He did everything he could, got to the basket, attacked DeJounte when he got the chance or any of the other lengthy guards. He really wanted to get downhill, which we love to see from Naj, and that's how he's been playing. So, all in all, pretty good from that. We are going to go to a break now. When we come back, we'll do our three key takeaways and preview the Clippers game, which is on Friday night, game number two of the play-in for us to try to get an elusive playoff spot, that eighth spot. So we'll see what happens. So we'll be back after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you to our sponsors, mybookie.ag. When you want to do your gambling, go and check that out over there. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. Third page of the sign up page. That will give you a 100% deposit match bonus. Go and check it out, mybookie.ag, for all of your betting needs. And if you need to look your best, go and visit manscaped.com. Great place to go and get all of your tools for your grooming needs. Use the code ETHOS20 when you sign up. Not when you sign up, when you're at checkout. And that will give you 20% off and free shipping. We love a discount, so go and check that out at manscaped.com. Our daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos is thrivefantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. 100% deposit match bonus and two or four free game tickets. You can't get that deal anywhere else, so use that code ETHOS. And enjoy your daily fantasy. There's plenty of props and the like you can do over there and probably win some cash. And finally, expressvpn.com/hoopball is a website you need to check. If you want to get yourself an additional 3 months on a 12-month subscription with ExpressVPN, protect your identity online. You can use it Netflix or League Pass or whatever other apps you got. One click to turn it on. ExpressVPN.com/hoopball. Tell them Lyle sent you. Now back to your regular programming. So welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here from sunny Perth, Western Australia. The weather's starting to turn a little bit actually, but you get that as we move out of summer. I digress. We are going to do our three key takeaways. Takeaway number one. The city of New Orleans is a basketball city. It's had basketball as long as you could imagine. As if there's been organized basketball, there's just about been a team in New Orleans, I tell you what. I plugged older episodes before, but you can go back, you can do your own little Google of the history of basketball in New Orleans. I think I did my references back then as well, which you can go and check. And it showed tonight. The Pelicans are just the newest iteration of that basketball team, of this basketball city. Yeah, we got football, got the Saints, fantastic. But we've also got the Pelicans. And this team, and the players on this team, and the organization, and the way they're approaching this team and building an identity is very New Orleanian. I don't know what more you can say. You got 18,610 people show up tonight in the middle of a hurricane, a thunderstorm, or, you know, torrential rain on a Wednesday night. And that says it. And people are still showing up. Yeah, it was a big game. But it was still 9th versus 10th. I'm sure if the Knicks were there, they weren't going to get that many. I don't know. Maybe they would. Madison Square Garden. But I'm saying, if this was not a basketball city, people wouldn't show up. Atlanta looked empty. And there, they were Eastern Conference finalists last year. I don't know. But I'm sick of that narrative. And as I said at the top of the show, the narrative's changing. And New Orleans is a basketball city. You can't tell me that this Pels 12 movement where people are showing up and going to
different pubs and places for pre-drinks and then watch parties and the like. And the newest, that being said, the newest watch party has been announced for Saturday or for Friday night. I think it's over on Rill's page. I'll tell you right now, or at the Pels 12, I think it's called. If you're not following that, go and do it, because it is honestly where you'll get all of your New Orleans information. Yeah, it's at the Pels 12. 1-2 is the number at the end. Pels 12 numerically. And the watch party is on Friday, April 15th, Mid-City Yacht Club, which is at 440 S St. Patrick Street. So go and check that out. That's the same place they had at the other time. Plenty of people rocked up. And you can go and treat yourself there. And get around other Pels fans, because it's New Orleans City. So thank you to the Pels 12 for that as well. Now, second key takeaway. Willie Green is a great coach. He ended up getting some Coach of the Year awards. Really fantastic to see him just take it in his stride that he's had to take on the greatest coach of all time and just beat him in perhaps his last ever game. We don't know yet. And Pop in his post-game presser said that it was inappropriate to ask. He really was fantastic. And Willie Green, this year, you know, he's been tested. He's had moments where he looked like a rookie and other times where he looks like an ultimate professional. And one thing we can never, ever doubt is his demeanor, his passion, and his care for this. I mean, Willie Green deserves all of his flowers. He's got these guys out of the mud and turned them into a legitimate winning basketball team. Really great sighting. A place where guys want to play, where they're enjoying their basketball, where they don't want to leave when they're traded. That says a lot. And so key takeaway number two is that let's give Willie Green his flowers, because he's exceeded expectations year one, more than anyone else did in the last few years. And my third key takeaway is the work is not done. We celebrate this, and you know, we saw the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they made into the playoffs, and everyone was laughing at them for how much it meant to them. And it does mean a lot for these teams, because they've battled to get there. These guys have been in the mud as well. They've been written off. The national media hammers them. Outside people just hammer them. I've hammered them. Everyone does. And when you get in there, these people work hard for what they do. They work long hours. This is what their lives are about, is playing basketball. And when they win, they show these emotions. And the one thing we need with this is that this was not our grand final. We need to keep it business as usual. Keep the lid on. We support like crazy when they're in LA, and hopefully they can get that done over there. We've beaten them before, and we've won at the Crypto.com Arena plenty of times. So it's important that we go and keep that going and continue to grow and show out. But make sure that we keep that same workmanlike approach. Work as hard as you can to study the film. And I know the guys will, and Willie Green will keep a lid on it. But not to be overawed by the moment. I think that has to be the third key takeaway, is that the work's not done. It's not done until we're holding a championship. But we've got to get there first, and we've got to get the playoffs first. So this next game is just as important as this one. And I look forward to seeing what happens. So, that being said, they're the three key takeaways. We do take on the Clippers. As I said, that is a it's like 9 p.m. game or something over in LA, which is just ridiculous. It's 10 a.m. my time on Saturday morning on the Easter long weekend, which, I mean, I don't mind. There's nothing on, so that'd be great. The things we've got to look out for is the other guys. We can't let guys like Luke Kennard get off, or Mann, or Morris, Reggie Jackson. We know Paul George. He's going to go and get his 25 or 30 or whatever he's going to get. We know that. You can battle as hard as you can, but the other guys need to be contained, because when our other guys step up, we're unstoppable. When their other guys step up, they become really, really good as well. The stars shine the brightest in the big games, so we need another big one from CJ. JV, Brandon, all of these guys, the supporting cast have got to bring it.
road dog mentality. Go over there. Don't waste your time flying out to LA. Go and nab a victory. Send them home and start preparing for Phoenix. So looking forward to that. Now, I think I'm going to leave it at that. We chatted for a little while now. Again, well done to the New Orleans Pelicans. Great victory. Sorry to the Spurs. Well done, fans. Well done, Pels 12. Well done, coaches, everyone else, executives, front office, all the other staff, everyone that's involved with this team. All credit to all of you and well done. And let's get another victory on Friday. I'm excited. I tell you what, if you couldn't tell. So, as always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am Lyle Swithenbank. You can follow me at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Ethos Pelicans is the show. And we'll be back with you after then. Bye for now.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.